This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to continue sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. This is a collection of stories that illustrate what I believe are the 10 keys to happiness based on my reading of tens of thousands of personal revealing stories from our writers. I've already talked about the power of gratitude to change your life on this podcast, and today I want to talk about the power of forgiveness, because I believe that without learning how to use forgiveness, you can't be truly happy. You know, I used to think that forgiveness meant that you were saying that the bad thing that was done to you was okay, that the person who did it wasn't wrong, but that's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness just means that you have decided to stop reliving that bad incident in your life. You are deciding that you can intellectually know it happened, but you are going to stop re-feeling the emotions. The bad thing happened in the past, and that's where it should stay. There's no point in you carrying all that negative weight with you into the present and even the future. You're only hurting yourself when you keep feeling those emotions. I have a great illustration for you, and it's a story by Lynn Sunday. Lynn was so angry with her ex-husband that she felt her blood pressure shoot up every time she thought about him. She saw him on a regular basis when he picked up their two sons, and that always made things worse. Even when she wasn't forced to see him, Lynn thought about him and how angry she was, and she talked about him to anyone who would listen. She knew no one wanted to hear about him over and over again, but she just couldn't let it go. And then one day, her best friend Pat said, "You may want to let go of some of that anger. You might as well still be married to the man. You take him with you wherever you go." Well, that finally got through to Lynn. You take him with you wherever you go. Her friend was right. Lynn realized that she was taking her ex-husband everywhere, letting her anger poison every day for her. She had made her own little prison of anger and locked herself inside it. She says, "That was the moment I decided to forgive him. I'd lived with my anger long enough. It was time to move on." Now, that didn't mean those bad things hadn't happened. But Lynn accepted that, yes, those things happened. But she was the one carrying around the burden. Her ex-husband was just fine. Now, having accepted that those things happened, but happened in the past, Lynn left them there. She says, "By letting go of my anger, I felt light and buoyant, as though an emotional weight had been lifted off me. Nothing changed. We're still divorced. Nothing really changed except me, but that seems to have made a world of difference in my life." What I love about forgiveness is that you can use its power even if the person you're angry with doesn't know a thing about it. Because the whole life-changing act of forgiveness occurs inside your head. You can use it whenever you want, and it can work instantly to free you from all that emotional weight you've been carrying around. In the case of L.Y. Levand, who has another story in our new book, her epiphany and her decision to try the power of forgiveness occurred at a Bible study class. The teacher was discussing that love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. LY didn't know why this bothered her, but she finally figured it out. She had been keeping a record of her mother-in-law's wrongs, and not just actual obvious wrongs, but perceived wrongs too. LY had only met her mother-in-law once before she got married, and she had not felt accepted. Her mother-in-law had done a lot of hurtful things to her, including excluding her from family pictures at her brother-in-law's wedding. Apparently, it hadn't even occurred to her mother-in-law to include her new daughter-in-law in the photos. LY was justified in being hurt, but on the other hand, it wasn't really helping her get through life. Keeping that list of her mother-in-law's hurtful actions in her head was making her unhappy, and it didn't change what had happened. Plus, LY never told her mother-in-law how she felt. If the woman was just being clueless, how would she ever know to behave better? LY says, "It took me a few days before I thought of something to try. I wasn't sure if it would work or even help. And even though I had a plan and had committed to following it through, it took me several more days to sit down and put my fingers on my keyboard. I was going to write out the record of wrongs I had been carrying around in my head and heart." Lynn wrote it all down, every single hurtful thing she could remember. It took a few days to get everything down in writing. And then, one item at a time, she read each item, thought about it, and deleted it. When she finished, her mother-in-law had a clean record. LY says, "Nothing changed right away except that my heart felt lighter. But over the next few months, the changes in myself became more obvious. I found that I was no longer looking for reasons to be upset with her, and I could think of things that I appreciated about her." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the different topics that it covers, and you will find it at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever books are sold. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear some inspirational tips from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters.